Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track three features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 5, Number 7. On this edition of SNU, I would like to introduce a summary from Book 5 in my audiobook series titled Five Steps to Health. So, how is your health? Is it good or bad? Is it dynamic, optimum, positive, or less than ideal? Health is a state of mind and body, a continuum between two opposite poles. Good health is something most people take for granted until it's gone. In a world where entertainment reigns supreme above all, apparently even beyond the importance of good health is slowly slipping away from the masses. In North America, we are eating ourselves to death. I call it addictive modern malnutrition overload syndrome. Perhaps you're familiar with frozen shoulder. Well, here's a new one. It's called frozen body. It's a form of prejudice, a self-perpetuating condition that tolerates no physical movement. That's called frozen body. Today we are definitely living shorter, but because of our modern medical safety net, we are dying longer. In the wild, the weak, the old, and the defenseless are consumed. But in the mighty fortress of the gym, men and women of every age are defying the oxidative fire of time. With optimum nutrition and intense routine physical exercise, we can oppose the decline of form and function typically observed in the aging sector. We can resist sarcopenia, compress morbidity, and extend our health span. So the five steps to health include the following. Number one, five workouts per week. Two, five phases to each workout. Three, five meals per day. Four, five supplements to take. And five principles to live by. So let's start with number one. Five workouts per week. Drug-free training frees the mind but forces smart fitness athletes to pay close attention to optimum nutrition and excellent training technique, or at least it should. On this program, each major muscle group is trained thoroughly and completely once per week, short and sweet. The objective is to train with intensity, class, and a progressive mind. The plan is based on a 5-day workout schedule. By the end of the week, no stone is left unturned. Each 5-phase workout takes 1 to 2 hours. A maximum of 4 exercises are performed per body part, and with some exception, a maximum of 2 sets per exercise. Reps vary from 6 to 12. Both fast and slow twitch muscle fibers are recruited to maximize size, strength, and complete muscular development. Full range of motion is mandatory. Partial movements, which I see more and more in the gym, in general are reserved for those who seek only partial development. Partial movements are easier to perform than full, complete, full range movements, and you don't get total development unless you get into the total movement. So learn to exercise each muscle in the exercise through its full range of possible natural movement. There is an example of the workout routine. Day one, on Monday, you would train legs, perform 4 exercises for a total of 10 sets. Tuesday, you train chest, Wednesday, back, Thursday, shoulders, and Friday, arms. On the arms day, we divide that into triceps, biceps, and forearms, so you do 2 sets per body part for a total of 6, and your total sets for that day are 12 sets. Now, this is just phase 2, which is the actual weight training. So we're going to get into now, which is now step number two, looking at the five phases to each workout. So number one was five workouts per week. Number two, five phases for each workout. Each daily workout consists of five workout phases. The goal is to remain injury-free and develop total physical fitness as determined by a complete fitness assessment. You go for a fitness assessment, they're going to look at what? Body comp, muscle endurance, muscle strength, flexibility, and aerobic capacity. So your workout has to develop everything in each category. Otherwise, you're not complete. Otherwise, you're not totally fit. Phase one involves a short warm-up that elevates body temperature to minimize injury. The warm-up includes some light calisthenics, circular joint movements, minor core activity, pole twisting, balance work, and some light aerobic activity. The warm-up always precedes the weight training segment, which is phase two. Phase two is where your will of iron is revealed by lifting the same. Like whole food, barbells and dumbbells are the staple. Like vitamins, cables, pulleys, and the machines are supplements. Each has value, but understand the priority. It's all about free weights, resistance training. After working a single major body part, such as the arms or legs, the next phase targets the core. This means hitting the abs and lower back, things like obliques, serratus, intercostals, with at least 2 of 10 different core movements. Phase three hits the core from all angles over the course of a week. I call it walking around the core. Phase four demands aerobic conditioning, preferably a variety including the treadmill, Stairmaster, elliptical machine, rowing or skipping, all kinds of ways you can invigorate the cardiovascular respiratory system. Cardio comes after the weights, not before. This is a big one. Length of time and intensity is variable depending on body composition, goals, and body type. Cardiovascular health cannot be overlooked or viewed as non-essential. The capacity to utilize oxygen from every breath we take decreases dramatically as we age in the absence of aerobic conditioning. Phase five includes a full body stretch on the floor on a mat. Get down on the floor and use your body and start getting into some good breathing and meditation. Although seldom practiced in the gym, stretching helps prevent injury, improves anabolic response to resistance training, and optimizes joint mobility. Maybe you're as strong as a horse or a bull, but poor flexibility will be your downfall. The stretch is the come down. It's the tail end of the workout. The peak is the weight training. If you look on a graph, you can see it going high during the weight training, coming down during the cardio, and then the stretch is where you come down and blow out the lactic acid. It is meditative and an opportunity to relax and alkalize the blood. Step number three, 5 meals per day. Missing meals is like missing payday. Few people forget to collect their cash. Without energy, you can't sustain a strong workout drive or a functional immune system. Energy is cash and is transferred from food to cell. That's why we eat. Eat for pleasure and taste alone, and you'll go down soft before your time. Use the left side of your brain to select what you eat instead of your palate. Determine your daily protein intake in grams. Divide this figure by 5. That's how much protein in grams you need to eat at each meal. Feed yourself like a newborn baby. Plenty of feedings are ideal for growth and recovery, each one supplying your body's unique biological demand. Throw out the concept of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It doesn't work. Think like a lean, muscular warrior ready for battle. Consume fresh, whole, organic food. As a general rule, consume food that doesn't come out of a factory. Choose a variety of natural colors, and the more the better. Colorful food is loaded with flavonoids and carotenoids, things that express our genes to create an outcome that is beneficial. Eat nothing white, and here's a good rule. Eat nothing white except cauliflower, fish, and chicken breast. Step number four, 5 supplements to take. Number one, essential vitamins and minerals. Start with what we know the body absolutely requires, namely the essential micronutrients, These include vitamins A, B, C, D, E, and the minerals including zinc, selenium, chromium, calcium, magnesium, potassium, vanadium, silicon, copper, manganese, vanadium, and molybdenum. Don't neglect minerals or you'll slowly fall apart. No diet anywhere can give us everything we need for optimum health, especially as we age. That concept is a pipe dream and a scam. Let the people who believe they get everything they need from food do their thing. Wish them well. God bless you. Good health recognizes freedom of choice. Meanwhile, move forward and take advantage of the science. Why should you suffer needlessly? Do you like what technology is doing for you personally? Do you like your dishwasher, cell phone, or MP3 player? Do you enjoy surfing the net, emailing friends, and taking an airline trip to Hawaii? I do. Let the essential vitamins and minerals do the same. 2. Whey protein isolate. Whey protein isolate is still number one above all other proteins and getting better. It provides the highest biological value. It's a great source of branched-chain amino acids. And whey peptides crank up the immune system every time you chug them back, which is ideally before and after each workout in a shake. Protein shakes are a brilliant delivery system. Absorption is reliable and utilization is extremely high. 3. Essential fatty acids. Add 1 to 2 tablespoons of a liquid sport oil to each shake. Be liberal. Ensure your live fresh oil is dominated by omega-3 fatty acids, including linolenic acid, EPA, and DHA. EPA is eicosapentaenoic acid, DHA is docosahexaenoic acid. EFAs are anti-inflammatory. That's huge. EFAs nourish endocrine glands and affect every hormone that influences growth and response to exercise, including testosterone, growth hormone, insulin, and thyroxine. And how important are these hormones to health and recovery and training and muscle? EFAs are critical for joint health and tissue elasticity. 4. Vitamin C. This vitamin is the strangest secret in the world. Strange because it isn't a secret, but its power is greatly underestimated and unknown to so many, especially the conventional at heart. And we can thank conventional medicine and our school system and the pharmaceutical companies for downplaying the incredible potency, value, and life-sparing value and power of vitamin C. When I think vitamin C, I think C for collagen, connective tissue, and cartilage. Cram it into the system, pump up the volume, and your cartilage, collagen, connective tissue base will not erode to the same extent as it will without it. And I'm talking about large quantities, relatively speaking, which to me are just everyday, run-of-the-mill kind of quantities that I've been using for decades. Saturate your blood, adrenals, eyes, and pituitary with ascorbate. Use calcium ascorbate powder, that's my preference, and consume 50 to 100 milligrams per kilogram of your body weight. Take your weight in pounds, divide it by 2.2, that's your kilogram total body weight. Multiply this by at least 50 to 100 and beyond. That means the average person should be taking no less than 3 grams a day, preferably 6, 9, 12, and so forth and so on. It's all relative to body weight, training intensity. Use it for healing. Use it to treat disease. Understand the magnificence, the incredible intrinsic power of vitamin C. Add it to shakes and take in 3 to 4 equal increments because it's water soluble to maintain tissue saturation. And finally, number 5, vitamin E. Use a natural mixed tocopherol with added tocotrienols. Vitamin E is actually a family of lipid-soluble factors that can protect membranes and joints from damage. Vitamin E retards cellular injury caused by uncontrolled free radical pathology. Do you have a heart? How about your sex organs? How important are they? Don't let nature oxidize your brain and nervous system prematurely. Protect the delicate membranes that surround every cell, organ, and muscle fibers. Take no less than 5 to 10 milligrams of a natural-based vitamin E per kilogram of your total body weight. And again, going beyond that, as we age, Pauling said, increase the dosage of the vitamins and be careful to not oversaturate your body with too many calories, because your metabolic rate decreases with age. So stay active and increase activity. Don't become less active as you age. And with more activity, you need more vitamin E because you breathe more oxygen. Hello. And finally, step number five. Five principles to live by. Number one, nutrition. The power of nutrition for health and healing is greatly underestimated. In school, we are taught that food is nothing more than fuel for the fire. But don't be fooled by convention. Drugs and surgery destroy more lives than they save, except on the battlefield, which is actually their origin of application. We're the most over-medicated society on the planet in the history of humanity. People were taking too many prescription drugs. Let's get into some good quality food. If you want to live disease-free, you have to give up what the masses have been conditioned to believe is food. The stuff that I see people eat, they actually believe it's edible. My God, if it wasn't for the chemicals in that food, it would taste horrific. The best food is fresh, whole, organic, mostly raw, and derived from both plants and animals. Number two, exercise. More than a trend, but still perceived as one by millions, in truth, it is a powerful medicine. The incentive to exercise emanates from the conceptualization of its necessity. It's a mind thing. Exercise, by definition, is not natural. Animals don't do it, and neither do most people. It is completely artificial, but incredibly beneficial. What science lifts up for all to see cannot be denied. Exercise is not an option. It must be performed consistently with pride, determination, and diligence. Exercise is the anchor that gives stability. When exercise is complete, your body is like a ship resting safely in the harbor of life. Number three, dietary supplements, or NHPs, natural health products. Natural health products don't do squat if you don't take them. Sitting on the shelf, they'll just stare you in the face. But just like barbell squats, they have spectacular effects when utilized correctly. Take supplements no matter how good you think you eat. Make the best diet even better. That's right. The best, freshest, wholest, organic, coolest diet in the world will get better when it's reinforced with the cement and steel of dietary supplements. Don't take supplements if you live stress-free or you're aging backwards. Ha ha ha. Anybody out there who has no stress or who's aging backwards? In other words, we all need them. We all should take them. It's wise. It's the intelligent choice. Have some fun with your health. Unlike religion, the benefits of nutritional therapy are not a function of belief. It doesn't matter whether you believe in vitamins or not. It's like not believing in the sun or the force of gravity. The effects of physics will bring anyone down to their knees. They are as real as taxes, death, and pain. When the vitamin bashers cry, "Where's the science?" say, "Right in front of your eyes, bimbo." But the science won't be hand-delivered to anyone's door. You have to go to it. You have to do your homework. A man will not find what he is not looking for. And you know when you're looking for the pickles in the fridge and they're right in front of your face and you can't see them? You have to have eyes that see, ears that hear, and a mind that is willing to adapt to change. Four, education. In contrast to mainstream thinking, an educated mind has little to do with certification, degrees, academic status, or the acquisition of pure knowledge. Countless numbers of people with high IQs and advanced knowledge of health and fitness science fail to apply what they know. Their struggle is way beyond logic. Education is what the enlightened mind seeks. Education is the ability to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. It's all about timing. Knowledge in and of itself cannot remedy the human condition of low self-esteem. Education is the revelation and acceptance of truth. And finally, motivation completes my five steps to health. Step five, number five, motivation, and perhaps this is the most important component of the entire program. So listen up, people. Motivation is a function of incentive born out of necessity and desire. It is fueled by enthusiasm, driven by passion, governed by positive emotion, compelled by logic, and sustained by clarity of vision. Optimum health provides us with the insight necessary to define our goals and the motivation required to achieve them. When we are truly well, we are able to adapt to change and stress without significant damage. Prolonged inactivity destroys the immune system, robs the body of vital capacity, and greatly reduces human motivation. But when you fight the urge to do nothing and physically move your body, something wonderful happens. Motivation is a river of joy that runs through the human soul. So my challenge to you is get inside your head, go beyond logic, connect with your emotion, and prove to yourself why it is you need to survive, thrive, stay alive for the fun, for the thrill, for the joy of living. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Mark Twain on health. The way to keep your health is to eat what you don't want, drink what you don't like, and do what you'd rather not.